Chapter 9. Well-being. Well-being in practice. We researched how companies are practicing well-being. Safeguard Global, an HR company in California, has over 500 workers across the world, 50% of whom are remote. It allows all its employees and their families to use an employee help program that looks at work-life balance. This program, which is private and different for every person, is delivered through a web application. It gives employees the chance to talk to specialists about family well-being, staying healthy, everyday life, and work-life balance. It also gives employees help with finances or the law. Global strongly believes that it should give employees help in their lives outside of work and often sends gifts to employees' homes to say thank you for work. Many companies do this. It is very important for remote workers because they are made to feel they are not alone or forgotten, but looked after. Many companies with remote workers are looking into the well-being of their employees. They often choose an online company based in Madrid, ifeelonline.com. It has automated tools, chat messaging or video calls that people can use to get help. Eating healthy food. Not having a daily structure will change your productivity and also what and when you decide to eat. On a good day, working remotely means being productive and going through 8 hours of work without stopping, exercising in the morning and eating a healthy lunch. On a bad day, you do not get dressed all day, keep going to the fridge to find things to eat, and cannot concentrate on your work. You should remember that what you eat is important for productivity. Good food can increase the productivity of a country by about 20%. You will be better able to concentrate and achieve tasks when you have eaten well. Sleeping. Working remotely with people in different time zones can change the way you sleep. You may have to stay up late to connect with your colleagues, and problems may worry you at night. Only you know when you are most productive, so set yourself times to do things and do not change them. Have a work and a home phone and laptop so you can switch off your work equipment as you would when you leave the office. Your colleagues and customers will not look for an answer out of hours, but will often bring you into conversations that you can see when you are next online. Never check your work phone last thing at night or when you wake up. Start your day with some exercise, a shower, and breakfast. Taking time off. Remote workers usually take less time off than people in the office. Although 67% of remote companies offer more than 4 weeks holiday every year, according to Buffer 2019 State of Remote Work report, remote workers take only 2 to 3 weeks. Of course, some people probably make the most of the flexibility that remote work gives. It allows work while travelling, also known as a workation. During a workation, you can spend some time working, then have a swim at lunchtime and a nice walk on the beach after work, or a few runs down the mountain in the morning before switching on the laptop. While this can be great, it is not the same as switching everything off for a week. People should take the full amount of holiday that a company allows them. It is very important to take days off, relax and spend time with family and friends so that you stay productive.